I'm Trevor Castle, and we're broadcasting from the Knights of Columbus first annual Pelathon, which is taking place at the Pella Opera House. So far, the group has raised over $12,790 of their $25,000 goal to support persons with intellectual disabilities. And we're joined now by Mark Wiskus. He's with the Wiskus Group in Pella. And Mark, thanks so much for taking time to join us here at the Opera House. Why is what the Knights of Columbus is doing today so important to you?
So the project that these guys are doing are probably twofold for us, my wife and myself. We have Ellie. Ellie has Down syndrome. She's 17 years old, and this community has been terrific for her. And the events that the Knights are doing with this fundraiser, you know, they're giving money back to the, you know, the Special Olympics, to the school, to buy bicycles. But then the other reason that this is so beneficial to us is that I'm the president of the Wonderspellin project that we're working on, and 10% of their proceeds that they're raising is going to come back to us, to the Wonderspellin project, and that's probably just as a big reason that I support this project as well. So,
all right, quick on each of those fronts. Tell us about Ellie and how what the Knights of Columbus has done and some of the resources have been able to help her out.
So when Joe started this and the Knights of Columbus started this a few years ago, I think Joe and I were one of the first ones that kind of had a conversation and dared each other on, if you donate this much, I'll donate this much. And we kind of got the ball started rolling on this whole project. And the events and, you know, that these kids get to participate in Ames, you know, for the bike riding and the Special Olympics in the summer, and Indianola is track and field. A lot of these kids don't have the ability to buy their own bicycle if they need it to be, you know, amended or altered in any different way. Where Knights of Columbus steps in and buys the bicycles for the school, and you know, a lot of the families can't afford to do that. So it's been very good for the community and for the school and our kids to benefit from that, who need that help.
By the way, the bells that you hear ringing in the background are the Knights of Columbus making phone calls, adding to the donation tally with each bell that is being rung. And let's close talking about the Wonderspielen project. I think most folks have either heard about the project, maybe seen the sign that's been put up on Main Street in the last couple of months. But what would be your pitch to the community to try to help out with what you're doing?
So my pitch to the community would be that we are doing this for the community. You know, there's we're all volunteers. Everybody sitting up here on the stage is volunteers. We're all doing it for somebody else. This project that we're doing with the park has been a great experience for me. You know, we've been here for 18 years, and this community still shows that they support the projects that they get behind. This one has no doubt been a great project that the community has gotten behind and supported it. And, you know, with COVID and everything, we're very much on track with our project. You know, from the very beginning, we were anticipating a fall of 2021 ribbon cutting. We're right on track with that schedule, so we're not changing anything. And, you know, follow us on Facebook, Wonderspellin. And by all means, we would love your support. And any questions, please feel free to let us know. And we would love to have a conversation with you.
All right, Mark Wiskus from the Wiskus Group, thanks so much for sharing your stories and for the work that you do.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right, and we're here at the Knights of Columbus first annual Pelathon, where they're raising money for persons with intellectual disabilities, also trying to open doors for the Christian Opportunity Center and their working efforts for the folks that they serve. You can follow along on Facebook. We've got one more report to do after this one, and there will be some live entertainment tonight on Facebook. You can watch the guys hammering the phones, making the calls, and if you'd like to help out, you can see on Facebook the different ways that you can do that with phone calls or Venmo or Square. So many great ways that you can help out. And we got one final report coming up in about 20 minutes on 92.1 KRLS.